playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. It's Matty Goward, and we're probably not able to get around our country as much as we'd like to at the moment, but it is really good time to have some brand new stuff out. And Violent Soho, they have got Everything Is A-OK, another number one album for these guys. It's their fifth studio one, and I'm catching up with James Tidswell tonight. James, great to have a chat to you, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Matty. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks, mate. Cruising along here in Tassie, going right around. What about yourself? You're finding plenty to do still with what's going on and having the new music out?
I'm kind of enjoying not doing anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I've never sat so still in my life. I mean, pretty Courtney Barnett, but I'm doing plenty of the city.
You guys are well known and really kind of nostalgic for doing big tours, high energy shows and stuff. So I imagine that would probably be the hardest part personally for this as a band.
To be completely honest, we haven't given it any thought. I think, you know, what's going on in the world has been sort of at the forefront of everyone's mind. My favourite parts of humanity at the same time is getting together and celebrating something all together and the power of when we all sing certain words at the same time. I didn't realise how much I appreciated it and how incredible it was. You know, hopefully we can get back to some of those aspects.
Good on you, mate. But you're actually using the Violent Soho brand itself to be giving back. In particular, teaming up with a local junior rugby league club. Tell us a little bit about some of these jerseys and what's going on with the team up.
We wanted to do something originally for the community, and what we decided to do was we got the kids unable to play sport. They're being locked indoors. And then the worst part is that a lot of these local clubs survive year to year based upon the memberships and the kids playing. And so we just really wanted to raise awareness, not just about Mount Gravatt Junior Rugby League Club, but all the clubs out there, whether it's a gymnastics school, a ballet school, or any local club. You know, now's the time to get around it as much as possible.
What a great message, mate. What a great way to give back. I'm loving the imagery on it as well with the skulls and stuff. How did that design come about?
It's from an old 7-inch cover of ours.
Yes.
That, you know, it had an upside down cross on it, a marijuana leaf. The skull was actually smoking a joint and had a beanie on. We're a little bit older. I think that, you know, we all got kids. I think the message might have changed a little bit. So we decided to have a bit of fun with it and, like, you know, give him a mouth guard rather than a joint.
Awesome.
You know, put footy boots instead of marijuana leaves and, you know, all the rest of it. So,
well, I think it looks sick, man. It's a really cool image to have. And these absolutely flew off the virtual shelves as well.
They did, yeah. Our online store sold out, you know, minutes, basically. They are still available at the club. This was just something that we wanted to do to only raise the money for our local club, but also, you know, raise awareness for all the clubs.
Yeah, mate, that's brilliant. And especially when you are getting some great success with the brand new album, Everything Is A-OK, at the moment as well. Was it expected from you guys to go to number one on the ARIA charts, or you just love music so much that whatever happens, happens?
Yes, very much so.
I feel that way with you guys,
Oh, look, that sort of stuff is obviously amazing, and you can only imagine what it's like to be a kid, never thinking that was possible to actually, you know, have it happen.
Yeah.
But we don't even let it creep into our minds as even a possibility. We really protect our mental, you know, health when it comes to that sort of stuff. It can be a dangerous thing to fall into, looking for validation, those things. The entire message of our band is basically, like, if we can do it, anyone can. We hope to encourage everyone to go and get a number one album, because it's actually pretty easy.
Well, we are loving having this to take our minds off what's going on in the world. Your brand new one with Everything Is A-OK, and we're loving what you're doing in your local communities. James from Violent Soho, really appreciate your time coming out here and having a bit of a chat on Ausmade.
Matty, you're a legend. Hopefully we can get down to Launceston, Tasmania soon.
Yes.
Thank you, man. Hey, this is James from Violent Soho, and you're listening to our new song, Slow Down Sonic, on Ausmade.